Hi everyone, my name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church, and it's my pleasure to lead us in today's devotional. Our passage today comes from Romans chapter 3 verses 9 to 18. Romans chapter 3 verses 9 to 18. And just a reminder that this is part of our Lent devotional series. So as we're reading today's devotional, I hope that you can remember what Christ has done for us on the cross. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 3 verse 9. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, and their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Amen. All right, so before we get into this passage, I just want to give a quick overview of what happens throughout in Romans chapter 1, 2, and then what we see in chapter 3. In Romans chapter 1, we see that Paul, the Apostle Paul, is focusing on the Gentiles sinning. And then in chapter 2, the Apostle Paul dives into this reality that it's not just the Gentiles who sin, but it's also the Jews who sin as well. And then in chapter 3, we see that all sin. All are under sin. And it's for this reason that all are charged to be guilty according to our sin. Now, I know that sin is sometimes this very lofty, kind of intangible concept, but let me share a little bit about what sin is. Sin is a transgression or an offense of the law of God. It's an action committed that is highly reprehensible, and this sin is what makes us separate from God. Sin is living for ourselves. It's living as though we are our own king, as if God doesn't exist or matter. And it's for this reason that we have been charged as guilty, as sinners before God. In today's society, I think many of us, many people around us as well, will often think, I'm generally a good person. I haven't murdered anyone. I haven't done anything super grotesque. Am I really that bad? Maybe some of us think that sin is just a reality. Everyone does it. You know, who really cares? Just let me live my life. This is my life. When we have these kinds of thoughts, we're comparing ourselves with other people. And we're comparing ourselves based on the life that we want to live over what God is calling us to live, a life of holiness, a life that is set apart for Him. But when we're living in sin, we're actually missing the mark of what it means to live a life with God. We're missing the mark of righteousness. And that's what we see in verse 10, that all are under sin, for as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. None is righteous, not even one person. Verse 11 says, no one understands, no one seeks for God. And I think what this tells me and what this shows us is that apart from the work of God in our lives, apart from His grace, we are self-seeking people. We are people who are focused on our own righteousness. We are focused on the world. We are focused on our own desires, our own satisfactions, rather than on the righteousness of God and the will of God, doing what is honoring and pleasing in the eyes of God. We have just finished our devotional series in the book of Judges, and we see that over and over and over again, the people of Israel and even the judges do what is right in their own eyes, because they lived in a time when there was no king, in a time when there was no worship towards their God. It was focusing on worshiping themselves. And that's what life without God looks like. A life where we are doing what is right in our own eyes. Throughout the book of Judges as well, we see exactly what Romans 3 talks about. We see people deceiving others. We see people living out their lives by speaking curses and words of bitterness towards one another. We see people being swift to shed blood. And in their paths are ruin and misery. There's no way of peace. And the sad reality is that many of us have seen this unfold even in our own lives, in our society, and we still see it today in our world. There's so much sin rampant in our society. But the good news is that Christ was sent so that he might be the sacrifice for our sins, so that Christ might be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. The cross that we deserved, he took it upon himself to die on that cross, to bear our sins, so that those who believe in him might receive the free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. This is the depth of our sin. All are under sin. It doesn't matter about, you know, how good you think you are, but apart from God, through Jesus Christ, apart from his grace at work in our life, we are sinners. We are sinners. And that is our charge. We have been charged as guilty under sin. If we don't understand this reality that we are sinners before a holy God, we are sinners who have missed the mark of righteousness, of God's righteousness, then we'll never truly understand just how good the good news is, just how awesome the gospel of Jesus Christ really is. We won't really understand the depth and the weight of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, of what he's done for us on the cross. And so today I want to invite us to reflect on our own sins, to reflect on the ways that we have been charged as guilty, all under sin, and that apart from Christ, there's no hope, there's no way that we can have a life with God, but it's only through Jesus that we now can have a life with God. And so let's take some time to reflect on our own sins. Let's take some time to think about the ways that we have sinned before God in the past. Perhaps there's a particular sin that you've been dwelling in for some time now. Maybe there's a habitual sin, or maybe something that you've done or didn't do that isn't aligned with God's will. And let's repent. Repentance is turning away from sin and turning to God. So let's turn away from those sins. Let's bring those sins to God and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. The blood of Jesus washes away not just our past sins, but our present and even our future sins. But let's pray that we can continue to truly repent and turn to God. Let's choose to live in his righteousness. Let's choose to continue to pursue a life of holiness. Let's pray that we would dwell in the presence of God, each day, including today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. God, we know, Lord, that this is not the full story of the gospel. This is just the start of it. A reminder, Lord, of why you even sent Jesus in the first place. It's because all of us were without hope. All of us were under sin. And all of us had no way to have a relationship with you. But Lord, it's because of Christ. It's because of the work of Jesus on the cross, his blood shedding for our sins, that we can now have our life with you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have poured out upon us. Thank you, Lord, that you had to go to such great depths to forgive our sins because of how great our sins are. Help us to realize, Lord, the depths and the weight of our sins so that we might have a better grasp of the depth and the weight of the cross. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cross that he bore for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining. I hope you had a time just to reflect. And I know this was a short time, so I hope you can continue to reflect on Romans 3 and encourage you to even continue to read throughout the book of Romans and see the great hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I hope you have a great day. God bless.